Here's the news from Ellensburg Community Radio. The Ellensburg City Council agreed to an agreement framework that could lead to exchanging the city's Centerfuse Economic Development Building at Bowers Field and Kittitas County's airport hangar at Bowers Field for 6.2 acres of property owned by Central Washington University at 18th Avenue and Helena Street. Central would use the Bowers Field buildings for its aviation program, and the 6.2 acres would accommodate affordable housing projects. Kittitas County must also agree to the exchange, and all the involved entities must declare their property surplus as part of this process. The City Council approved the first reading of the Pierce Preliminary Plat. The Pierce Plat off Airport Road is 18 acres, divided into 44 residential lots. The plat will be up for a second reading and final approval at the next council meeting. The Swauk Creek Fire was at 331 acres and 37% containment as of Tuesday afternoon. Crews began a firing operation on the fire's north flank on Monday. Mop-up has started around the burned areas and will continue through the week. The last Ellensburg night market of the summer is from 4 to 8 p.m. Wednesday on Pine Street between 3rd and 4th Avenues. The family-friendly event features micro-businesses, food trucks, live music, and children's crafts. Ellensburg's Downtown Association organizes the event. The Ellensburg Public Library celebrates local authors Ann Pflug and Kaya Jean with an event at 6 p.m. Wednesday at Howe Holmes Community Center. Pflug offers a guide to living your best life with individuals on the autism spectrum, and Jean relays her experience living with autism through her graphic novels. The alley between 5th and 6th Avenues at Main and Pearl Streets will be closed from today to October 2nd to install ADA-compliant driveway approaches on the north and south ends of the alley. Award-winning science writer Rebecca Heisman will discuss bird migration at the Kittitas County Audubon meeting at 7 p.m. Thursday in Howe Holmes Community Center. Heisman is the author of Flight Paths, How a Passionate and Quirky Group of Pioneering Scientists Solved the Mystery of Bird Migration. The presentation is open to the public and is also available via Zoom. And Kittitas County Pride's production of the Vagina Monologues features performances at 7 p.m. Saturday and October 5th at the United Methodist Church. A question and answer session follows the October 5th show. Ticket information is on the Kittitas County Pride website. First-year Central Washington University students begin moving in on campus on Thursday with the help of CWU Movers and Shakers. New student orientation continues on Friday through Tuesday with the Bite of the Berg in downtown Ellensburg set for Tuesday afternoon. Returning and transfer students start arriving on campus on Sunday. The Fish Open Table Lunch is a baked potato with bacon bits, sour cream, green onion and cheese, and broccoli, and a roll and a banana. I don't think that's all on the baked potato. The lunch is open to all seniors age 60 plus from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. in Ellensburg and noon to 1 p.m. in Clay Ellum. Meal sites are the Ellensburg Open Table and the Clay Ellum Seventh-day Adventist Church. The community lunch for anyone needing a hot meal is from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Ellensburg location. The forecasted high today in Ellensburg is 74 degrees. Sunset is at 7:08 p.m. and the expected nighttime low is 53 degrees. Winds will be 20 to 35 miles per hour. You can find all of this information and these stories on our website. That's ebergradio.org. And for Ellensburg Community Radio, this is Robin Arango.